Alrighty then, hallelujah, get your engines rolled and ready, we are going live! This is Michael Basham here with another Spirit Force transmission. These are just my selfish little happy day, happy moments of getting to go live and share whatever the heck's on my heart. I got a lot on my achy breaky heart from all these missions and... Woo! I mean, we got a lot to talk about today. Hope I can fit into this live broadcast. If you're listening on TikTok or whatever, I'm making videos on there. You might see that I'm also recording into this little device, and this is going into the podcasting world. So you can find all the links to my podcast on faithbucks.com. And we have so much to talk about. First of all, a scripture. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. So right now, there's a lot of divisions. There's a lot of people saying, I am right. I am the one. I am the chosen one. You must listen to me. And of course, we've got the whole dividing of Americans through election fraud to also discuss. You know, you can't even hashtag election fraud on TikTok. So that's why we're doing the podcast, guys. Free speech, baby. But the division thing is real. And, you know, we're being manhandled by the AI to, you know, you get on Facebook, and suddenly it shows you things that are divisive, even amongst Christians, to get fighting about when the rapture is going to happen or whatever. Trump or no Trump? Would you like smoking or non-smoking? And people just go to war over this kind of stuff. And we forget to come to God in the secret place, in the closet, to just open and unload and pour out your heart to him daily. And I was fortunate enough to be in a missionary group, which was very controversial, the Family International, the Children of God. But one of the greatest things we had was a scheduled time with the Lord every day. If you weren't spending at least 2 hours per day with the Lord, you were not really considered to be like a full disciple. And I know that can get kind of legalistic, and that's not what we want to do either. But I found so many keys, because I was always fighting to get free time away from the world and, you know, an excuse to go and spend time with God. And to suddenly have it like mandated, man, I took that. I went all the way with that since I was 20 years old, 21 years old. Until today, I mean, I've slowed down a little bit, mainly because of this show. I, you know, spend more time talking sometimes than I should be. And we've started the Chinese podcast too, which is going to be broadcast into China via shortwave. That's another thing to please pray for. And we have some. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of prayer requests coming. We're going to have a lot of just reports of the mission field, people that are in prison for sharing their faith. That's real Christianity. But when it comes to our unity in Jesus Christ, our Lord, we have this oneness. People want to know, like, how can I be in touch? How can I stay in touch? Let's share our Instagrams. In the Holy Spirit, we're going to find true the ability to communicate and to share our hearts with one another in a beautiful way, like a bonfire that everybody gathers around and they share stories, not the black hole of the black mirror of the suck your life force out of you kind of system that the internet is becoming. But we're trying to hijack the internet and use our basic skills of HTML and knowledge of how to get a website going. And thanks to Johnny McMahon, he really taught me the Iron Show, Johnny Iron, how to do podcasting, how to do web. I mean, he's really the John Connor, if you want to put it real square. And there's an incredible lineup of shows on Fringe Radio Network. We're going to get into that. But today's main title is Flying with Wisdom. And I don't know what it takes for you to get into the spirit. We're going to go into some of these little spiritual journeys, which I'm trying to put on the Spirit Force white papers that is designed to be able to start releasing these different prophecies and kind of sharings of our journeys. Sometimes you have a vision and you don't know what to do with it, and you don't want to throw it to the pigs on Twitter or anything, so you just write it in your little notebook. Well, then who reads it? So this isn't to magnify myself or my own prophetic channel. It's more to get you guys going with your visions, your dreams, your, you know, inklings, where I'll give you an example. I was praying not too long ago. I don't know when this was written down, but one of my little Kindle text documents here about just kind of stepping into the spirit, because you always feel dirty. You know, we always have something holding us back, or maybe it's unforgiveness, or, well, you can just pour out your heart. And I was like, God, just keep us today. Just whisk me into your realm. And he told me that if next time I'm going through a battle, if I would call on my support team, that I would have ample help to handle all kinds of quests that we're embarking on in the spirit and physically, I guess. I don't know. But then after he said that, I just said yes, and I slip my hand into a waterfall veil, and I see a hand of light come through the other side, and I get the words, "Now you are clean." And then he said, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Then join me on the other side. When you approach me in full submission, I will treat you well. I will serve you." Wow. So I'm just like, Lord, just let me serve alongside you and be a part of your service. Well, he's the one. He says, "I am the keeper of the mysteries, and I have unlocked many for you, but it is difficult to retain in your carnal mind. Come in deeper. Let me unlock fully in you the capacity to deal with things far outside your natural state of reasoning, where you may be able to handle whatever I put inside you." So it's the kingdom within, right? People are like, don't look up. Look within. Well, yeah, but first you have to pray. Then you find out God has put the kingdom inside of you, and then you can go forward in this mystical realm. I mean, God wants you to come in. It's just you've got to make the conscious choice to enter fully in. And you almost take on the attributes of another person in that spiritual state of mind, because the carnal mind down on earth, where you're typing out or writing out those notes, and you're just like, I'm such a loser, man. What am I doing? You could even be a rich person or a not rich person. You just, the world makes you, the satanic signal tries to knock you down so you don't feel worthy. Well, the truth is you'll never be worthy except through the blood of Jesus. So you just go through that waterfall, the river of life, the water of God. And then he says, you are clean, and you come in, and then you can just start doing stuff. That's what the Spirit Wars is all about. We'll be right back in just a minute. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you for joining us. Michael Basham here, and we shall return in just a moment. Nice coffee. Hallelujah. All righty. So we're still here live on Spirit Force, soon to be shared as well with FringeRadioNetwork.com. Awesome Intrepid podcast there. You should check out the our friend Daniel X of Ministry X Ministries. He just uploaded Quantum Biology and Frequency Healing Clotted Blood with scientists Ian Mitchell and Philip von Holtzendorf. So these guys are finding out that there's ways utilizing quantum technology to actually heal blood clots and whatnot. So interesting stuff. You might want to check that out. It's on FringeRadioNetwork.com. Hallelujah. Let's get back to the Bible. James 4:1, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. And if you're Joe Biden and you're like, I want more money to fund these campaigns, how are we going to get more money? And then they sent via, I have on the Spirit Force Telegram on Faithbooks.com, yes, your taxpayer dollars were filtered through Ukraine into FTX, then used to fund Democrat campaigns. So look at her. They say you should follow the money, and some people did, and well, you know, I wanted to fund my campaign, so we just had to fund the wars against Russia, and all the money came back. Support Ukraine. Well, you support Ukraine, you basically supported the Democrats stealing the election again. And they're finding this out. It's coming out everywhere, even on Michael Savage. I think I shared that link as well. So the red tsunami was stopped by a massive, widespread, ongoing voter fraud. This is ongoing. I walked up to a voting booth with a bunch of trash bags, and I said, "Oh, I got some extra ballots here." And the guy was like, not knowing I was joking, he said, "Oh yeah, that's not till later." And I'm like, "Okay." I was cleaning some leaves nearby. So can you believe that? We're looking at where are wars coming from. And it's because these people ask amiss. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. My gosh. And we've got a live chat here. Richard Williamson coming in. Bless you, sir. He already knows about quantum healing, and he knows my Zhongwenmingzi Shi Chengfei. I have a Chinese name. It's kind of my quantum entanglement with the Zhang Fei, ancient warrior. I found that out later after I got the name. Hallelujah. Zhang Fei and I, we go way back. Do you think the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? So it's like, whose lusts are you going to give into? The worldly lusts? The fleshly lusts? Or the lust of God? God, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain? He says, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He giveth more grace. He gives grace unto the humble. So you need humility. Then you're going to get grace. Then you're going to be able to handle all this crap that's coming down all the pipelines. And yes, Omega Man has some people on Omega Man Radio group chat, which I'm also on, mentioning that, you know, all this election garbage is just a distraction. It's a distraction from the bigger things that are happening, not just in the world, but mostly in the spirit. So submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We need to not just have the verse of the day to start out a broadcast. We need to, like, when you look at this news and you look at this other data, then you go right back to the Bible every time. Because the Bible is the only thing that is going to give you understanding to what's going on. And then once you're tanked up on the Bible, you might continue to make that conscious choice to enter into the Spirit. And that's where dreams, visions, and prophecies come in too. And the Lord asks you this: do you submit to me now only to the Lord? And my answer is yes, Lord, I do, and I come to you in full. Let us not be ashamed or stuck in any kind of weird underworld. We want to come to your pure kingdom, O Lord, in purity. Use the fire, burn off anything that keeps us from you in full. We commit our ways to you. Everything, this place where I'm broadcasting to you from right now in North Carolina, all of this. Hallelujah. So there's some crazy footage, which I wish I could share via whatever the TikTok thing is there, but it's on Telegram. It's of China has these new J-20 stealth fighter jets that can do insane, insane things. So it makes you think that we're really getting behind on our technology. And if you think the war in Ukraine is bad, wait till you see what's going to happen with Taiwan. Because obviously it was a big money laundering operation. Tens of billions of US dollars transferred to Ukraine, then using FTX cryptocurrency to go right back into the Democrat, blah, blah, stealing of the election. And what's it going to take? You know, I mean, what is it going to take? Maybe people need to see things get worse in their life before they're going to draw near to God, and God will draw near to them and cleanse your hands and purify your hearts and repent and weep and wail and mourn, you sinners. Menstrual hemorrhaging went up like 4,000% in the last couple years. It was very, very little, under 100 per year, and then it suddenly went up to over 25,000 in this last year. And so far this year, they've recorded 15,000. So menstrual hemorrhaging. So what does that mean? Well, they're trying to kill humans. 4,070% increase in VAERS miscarriage reports. Those are miscarriages, guys. And you can't talk about this. I mean, this is the thing. Like, they're shutting down the internet while they're making you think you still have the internet. They're like, but I can use my Facebook. Yeah. Well, great. You got your Facebook, and your Facebook tells you what you can and cannot post. Wow. Wow, that was pretty smart, I think. See how they did that? I knew this is really inappropriate, so close your ears if you're sensitive to inappropriate jokes, but I knew this girl on Facebook that was posting just constant memes during the 2020 election, and she was constantly getting banned. But the memes were so funny. And then she's like, here's the last meme that got me banned. And it was a picture of Mark Zuckerberg. And it was like an actual tweet. It looked like it was really his Twitter. And it was like,
my weenie is so small that I, even when I'm really excited, girls can't tell. And because it's so tiny.
He's like tweeting it. Not a real tweet, obviously. But that post got her banned from Mark Zuckerberg's platform. It's just, I mean, that's the kind of thing. It's just so fun to make fun of these people. Amazing to see what they ban you for. Comparing the lockdowns to the Nazis locking you down, wearing the mask. Oh, you can't even joke about that. You're going to get yourself banned. I mean, they can't take a joke. And it's hilarious. The fact that they can't take a joke is hilarious. Hallelujah. All right, just a second. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. We're still here live. I'm appreciating you all for joining us. It's a Sunday night. It is 5:42 p.m. on the 13th of November, 2022. I got my coffee here. I got my laptop. I've got two cell phones and a Kindle. And this is all of our little portable radio broadcasting system. Whenever we're on the road like this, makes it a little bit easier to go live and to share things with y'all. So we're getting banned on everything, but I still try to go live on as many things as possible, or even just record little TikTok things for those that are still in the TikTok sphere. TikTok is a big chicken coop for everybody to feel all cooped up, and you're just looking to your left and your right, and there's all these people swiping left and right, and you're just like, it's just so noisy. But a lot of those chickens in the chicken coop of TikTok are very precious. They're all precious. But some of them are like sharing their faith and stepping out and getting banned. So we've started this Forces of TikTok podcast, which I try to upload at least once a week, that just puts together a smattering of like sometimes up to 3 hours of just people on TikTok, just their audio. I haven't gotten around to like giving you all the data where to find them, but it's just like, wow, there's a lot of Christians on there. So stay tuned for that. That's on faithbucks.com right at the top.
I love coffee.
Okay, we've got another interesting article here. This is from theburningplatform.com. That's like the best name for a website ever. So we're a week into this year's UN Climate Summit, COP27, and the various agendas planned to roll out in the back of it are coming into focus. And there is an establishment war on food. Okay, so this is not going away. Like, don't let your guard down. Establishment war on food. It was Adaption and Agriculture Day. And, of course, they talk about sustainability, innovation, climate-friendly production, And of course, actually, it comes down to let's kill all the cows and make everybody eat lab-grown paste. And bugs. Don't forget the bugs. And they're using words like they really use deceptive words like food security and innovations and reduce methane. And that means getting rid of all the cows. So this is not going away, guys. I mean, this is there's a war on food. Food is already bad enough. Richard, if he's listening, told me that when people die, they have so much preservatives in their bodies that oftentimes the embalmers don't have to do a whole lot of work because the bodies won't rot because they're so full of preservatives because they ate at Wendy's every day like I did today and regretted it. But I was desperate. We all got kind of like some kind of stomach bug the other day. And it's like either – sometimes it's weird. It's like you eat junk food and you know your stomach is going to be able to accept it. Because it's so, like, artificial, it'll just fill your stomach. But I try to eat healthy as much as I can. I'm unhealthy, so I'm like a health nut, if that makes sense. Like, I have very low self-discipline when it comes to most of these things. So I try to go out and fight back through positive weight training today, and I might... I don't know. I just don't want to be that religious guy that's like, I'm so perfect and healthy. Ooh. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of OG gold out there on the forces of TikTok. Amen, sir. Yes, I appreciate your wisdom, Richard. You've really been an awesome friend. And the new art that you sent me, the Jedi art, is just – I was driving and I looked down at my phone and laughed so hard. But it's pretty cool too at the same time. I really like it. So if you go to our – Don Basham podcasts, my grandfather's sermons. If you see the Cheng Fei Shuang Yu Zhong Wen Ying Wen Sheng Jing Hua, my Chinese show that we're starting up, thanks to Omega Man. The art is all done Photoshop by Richard Williamson. So I want to thank you again for that. It's very, very sweet. So anyway, there's this war on food. But... it's also a sign of the times. You're seeing America getting stolen before your very eyes, but it's a sign of the times. The bigger picture here is that God has a plan and he has his end time army, but kind of America has to be taken out of the way before that end time thing can fully happen. So don't be afraid. I mean, I was listening to the Fringe Radio Network Babel X, The Wolves Are at the Door, down the rabbit hole. And I honestly, like, I was like, man, I need to turn this off. This is so scary. Like, this is really serious. What's happening across the board and their plans for total surveillance. Like, everything you do online being tracked all the time. So... amen, Richard. Eat the stuff. Your body knows what it is. Prayer for the rest of it. Amen. Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. Bless this last sip of coffee. Mm. Mm. Oh, yeah. Cost of potential Taiwan conflict estimated, according to the Financial Times, the global economy would lose trillions because Taiwan is the place where you get semiconductors. For everything, anything with an on-off switch needs these parts that Taiwan is basically in charge of making. So, you know, a lot of things that you see that are made in China, they're actually run through Taiwanese businesses and companies. A lot of the factories and things, Foxconn is a Taiwanese company. I mean, Taiwan is like basically the head of the chicken of China. And if you cut off that head, you're going to have a country running around with no head. Taiwan is, in many ways, the brain and the impetus and the force because there's freedom there and people can enjoy a certain amount of oxygen. But once you get rid of that, it might be their plan to just cause the next total global cyber lockdown that Klaus Schwab says. Mr. Dr. Evil I mean, what is that? What does he know? I mean, they are getting ready to see this invasion of Taiwan happen, and China's desperate. You don't realize that China is not in good shape. So there would be a trillions and trillions of dollars loss. Like, you think it's bad, this Ukraine thing? Well, just wait until the Taiwan conflict starts. So we are in a situation in America. History proved no elections ever stolen by the communists are ever relinquished. That was a Steve Quayle talk on Hagman Report just recently. I mean, you guys realize that, oh, no, we're going to make – maybe we'll next time we'll election it right. No, they stole the election, and they have it all rigged so that they can just keep stealing it. I mean, there's no, like, going back. After the communists get control of your country, you either get out or you go to war. And that's kind of what they're trying to get people to do. So I'm not saying go and get into a civil war. You might see the Lord come through and save America, what's left of it, even if it takes a Russian-Chinese invasion. Once they see these warmongers starting more wars, they might just be like, you know what, that's it. Let's just get rid of them. And that's why God has his people moving out into the country. But don't be afraid. God is calling us to put our hand in his. And don't be ashamed of the gifts that he's giving us. He told me, I am not weakening you, but you do get pruned whenever you come to me in full humility and allow my full possession of you. Because once you're pruned, it's like you have that very innocent ability. Like, you can just stay wired into him, connected to him. Whatever he's doing, you're there, you know? You're like Bruce Lee. You have to train. So when you want to move, you're moving. When you want to kick, you're kicking. You must be like Wata. Amen. They are like puppets. Amen, Richard. Well, thank you guys on TikTok. You are listening to a Spirit Force broadcast, Spirit Wars on Fringe Radio Network. Join us to follow us when we go live, because we are severely banned on the other platforms. So I'm going to turn off that. Hallelujah. And I am out of battery on that phone. So derpy my derpy. Hallelujah. I had a dream, speaking of dead bodies, this morning I woke up and I saw a funeral, and there was a woman, an older woman that was like supposed to be dead, but she was still alive. And she was still like moving, and the people came to the funeral for her funeral, but she was still moving. And so they just kind of left her in this room waiting for her to die. And I went in there thinking, like, what is this? This is weird. Like, why? And I don't know what that dream meant, but it just makes me think about all this. Like, people are still dead. They're like the walking dead now because of all the poison in the food and the yucky garbage and just what the enemy's doing to people. You know, it's a very interesting thing. I don't know what to make of that dream, but I just thought I'd share it. I mean, this show is my show. I get to share whatever I want to share, you know? People might not listen to it, but at least I got to say it. Hallelujah. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. That's a scripture you don't hear posted too much. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patient for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Oh, did we lose the internet? Oh my gosh, we lost the internet? What? Hold on. That's not possible. I don't believe that's possible. I paid so much money for that internet. I don't understand. Let's see what's going on here. Look at that. Christian coffee, no internet. What is going on? Crazy. Doo-doo. No internet? What? That's a first. Let me see if my computer is also no internet. Is my computer no internet, dude? Hallelujah. It says connection secured. I don't know why. Just like, no, 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 no.